Okay, we are here at the International Poultry Expo, and with me is Tom Hensley of Fieldale Farms right here in Baldwin, Georgia, not far from where we are. He just did a presentation on his outlook for the industry this year. And first, let's take a look at last year. What do you think about what happened with feed prices and the industry last year?
Well, of course, I didn't like it. How could anyone like that? We had actually a triple whammy. Feed costs went up. The economy led our prices to go down. And then we had our customers cutting back, so they switched to lower price cuts of meat. So it was triple whammy for our industry. Mm-hmm.
But you seem pretty optimistic about the future.
I am. You can't be in a chicken business unless you're an optimist at heart. I can tell you that.
Well, what are some of your predictions for 09?
I think that there'll be a cutback in production from last year compared to last year by 10%. And I think the prices have room to go up by 3 or 4 cents a pound. And the consumer's not going to notice this a bit. The people who buy chicken in the grocery stores and the restaurants, they won't notice it a bit. Our customers will be paying more, but they won't pass those prices on to consumers. And I think that our feed costs are going to come down.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about corn prices and how the ethanol industry has impacted the poultry industry?
Well, as I pointed out in my little presentation, 3.7 billion bushels of corn is going to ethanol this year, which is over a fourth of the crop. And it's impacted us significantly. Corn's come from $2 a bushel that we paid for years to $8 a bushel last summer. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, our little company, we use 400,000 bushels a week. So you can see what devastation that did to our P&L.
But you think corn prices are going to come back down again this year?
I think corn is coming down, yes.
Well, what is your relationship still? I mean, the poultry industry and the corn growers have always had a pretty good relationship. How do you feel about that now that we've moved so much into ethanol?
Well, it's unfortunate that the corn growers themselves, in general terms, have built these ethanol plants. And I feel for them in that regard. You know, a lot of the ethanol is co-ops, and the corn growers have invested their capital into this business that not substantial ground, to say the least. But, you know, we love our corn growers. Without them, we don't exist. Chickens can't eat anything but corn. So I hope that they come out under ethanol, but I still say corn's coming down.
Do you think at some point we're going to be able to coexist with ethanol and chicken feed?
Yeah, ultimately we'll reach an equilibrium.
Okay. All right, very good. Thank you very much, Tom.
You.